Understanding. For many decades, I read the Bible constantly, sometimes several times a year. But when God began to reveal to me alternative readings of Scripture, I confess that I really ceased to read the Bible as I had previously. I would only read what God was bringing to my remembrance at the time. When I would read an entire book of the Bible, I would become confused and afraid as I attempted to understand what I was reading. So I spent a lot of my time reading and listening to those who didn't have the orthodox upbringing that I had, and who could see in all Scripture the true God that Jesus revealed and prayed that we would know. Quite recently, I felt that it was now time for me to return to the deliberate and consistent reading of Scripture. I prayed for wisdom and understanding as I set myself to this task, believing that God gives wisdom liberally to those who ask. But very soon, the old confusion and fear began to return as I once again saw myself faced with the angry, wrathful God dealing out eternal punishment to those who strayed. Even confining myself to the New Testament didn't help as I read the words of Jesus, Peter, and Paul. I began to lose all perspective and started to doubt all I had heretofore written, as I had thought it was revealed to me. Yesterday and last night, as I was reading Ezekiel, I could only think, what is it about all of these wheels and a man with a measuring reed and these endless temple dimensions? Jesus said I must become as a little child to enter the kingdom of heaven, but no child or adult can ever hope to understand this. This morning upon awakening, I was feeling that since I had no hope of ever making sense of all I was reading, I would just admit it and leave off trying to either understand or write. Then the still small voice inside spoke to me. That's your problem. You want to understand it with your human mind, which can never be done, because the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. And you want to understand it so that you can be assured that you have it right, and will not lead others astray by getting it wrong. That seems a noble desire, doesn't it? But it isn't. It is just the ego, the humanity, the son of perdition that Paul talks about sitting in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. In my humanity, I cannot know anything myself. Or teach anyone else. I have to reckon that humanity dead. Indeed, it has to die daily. Although Solomon, the wisest man, repeatedly admonishes us to get understanding, he also says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lead not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." So we see that the understanding of the human mind cannot be depended upon. It is only the understanding revealed to us by the Spirit. It always comes back to this, doesn't it? But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. God himself has taken full responsibility for our salvation on every level. Anytime our humanity wants to take any credit, we are the son of perdition attempting to show ourselves to be God, that wicked which is destroyed with the brightness of his coming. We are reminded of this truth when we read the story of Gideon, who, though totally devoid of any natural courage, took 300 men because God wouldn't allow him to take more lest they think their victory was of themselves, and defeated the Midianites, who were as grasshoppers in multitude, with trumpets, empty pitchers, and lamps. But not until after he sacrificed to God by night, because he was afraid to do it by day, and not until after he put out two fleeces to make sure it was really the Lord giving him instructions. This is an example of God bringing to my remembrance a story recorded in the Old Testament to confirm a truth spoken to Paul and to us. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. There are elements in the story of Gideon that I still don't understand, that in my humanity I cannot understand. But I can receive the truth revealed to me in that story and be confident that God will reveal anything else, either when He chooses or when I am able to hear it. And so it is with all other Scripture. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Scripture cannot profit me if I am unacquainted with it. These Scriptures have been brought to my remembrance today, Scriptures that will enable me to become acquainted with all Scripture without fear or confusion. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. I will, therefore, continue to read and meditate upon both the Old and New Testaments, no longer leaning upon my own understanding, no longer being troubled by that which I don't understand, knowing that God has given me His Spirit to guide me into the truth that I need to know when I need to know it.